Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus, celebrating 60 years of existence in 2023. On this day, June 25th in the year 1860, the Barbadian newspaper published a letter which originated as a letter to the editor of another newspaper, the West Indian. The latter response was made to an article carried in an earlier publication of the Barbadian, where the quote-unquote well-known and able writer PLP outlined the plight of the poor white population of Barbados and a possible solution to remedy their situation. The contributor was identified as a police magistrate and expressed intimate knowledge of the socio-economic condition and characteristics of this people group. According to the unnamed writer, the matter under discussion was based on the proposal of a scheme to resettle some of the members of the poor white community to the Crown Colony of St. Vincent. The opinions of the writer and respondent converged and diverged on specific details related to the poor white community. Given his opinion on the situation, PLP gave, quote, a history of their settlement in Barbados to their present state and condition, and made suggestions for their improvement and future well-being, end quote. The police magistrate then stated his agreement with the remarks related to their settlement and the suggestions made toward improved living. However, he clearly disagreed with PLP's judgment of the group as drunkards, feckless, and lazy. Defending the habits of the people, the police magistrate opined that in his dealings with the community, this judgment was, quote, not a rule, but an exception, end quote. The writer agreed that emigration to St. Vincent for the poor whites was a good opportunity. He further explained that the poverty-stricken condition of this group was brought to the attention of Governor Hicks by a member of the Legislative Council, a philanthropist at heart, who had spent some time at a bay house in their district. Considering what was reported to the governor and the proposal to relocate some members of the community to St. Vincent, it was decided that the best course of action would be to seek the opinions of the people themselves. Seeking to establish a plan, the governor queried, one, would an allotment of 5 acres of land per adult in St. Vincent be acceptable? Two, how many people were likely to be interested in making the move? Three, would there be compensation for houses they would be leaving behind? Four, would they be able to maintain themselves by labor until their lands were producing? Five, what would be the cost of building new homes in St. Vincent? And six, could a leader be found among the group to take charge of the settlement in St. Vincent? In answer to these questions, it was revealed that the offer of 5 acres of land was acceptable, and 57 heads of families, with members amounting to about 256, had indicated that they would take part in the emigration scheme. However, the scheme was doomed to fail. The St. Vincent legislature reportedly saw this as, quote, palming off a body of paupers, calculated only to become burdens on their parochial funds, end quote, while the Barbados legislature refused to fund their transport cost. However, sometime in the 1860s, after this attempt, according to historian Edward T. Price, a Barbadian parish rector arranged with an estate proprietor in St. Vincent to have poor whites settled in that colony in an area known as Dorsetshire Hill.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.